in the village.
What do you want?
Information.
Whose side are you on?
That would be telling. We want information. Information. Information.
You won't get it.
By hook or by crook, we will.
Who are you?
The new number two.
Who is number one?
You are number six.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Yes? What do you want?
Sir John Wilkinson Bart.
Yes? What do you want?
I bear a message from Colonel Shazadadal.
Your identity badge? By commission of Her Majesty the Queen. Make yourself comfortable.
I think we'd better have these shut.
You know, I thought you were the one. I really thought I remembered your number. Yes, it was sent to me on a telegram. I've got it around here somewhere. So it's finally come, has it? You know, I always thought it would. Is it all right if I sit down? I mean, there is enough time.
Sit down.
Good. I always speculated on what kind of person it would be. Just exactly what they'd be like. I wanted it to be someone, you know? Someone sensitive, intelligent, charming. Not a mindless, guttural assassin. Perhaps that's only vanity. Maybe I just wanted to think I was deserving of the best. If it's not asking too much, from which agency am I being hit?
None.
Surely I'm to be killed. I'd hate to think my gesture had gone for nothing.
If I kill you, it'll be a personal matter between us.
You know, that's very interesting. I had a conversation with Sir Charles Portland on that very subject. You do know Sir Charles, don't you?
Yes.
Good. Well, then you'll know Sir Charles is a very determined man. When I said that no one killed purely for personal reasons anymore, that it was old-fashioned, that most men suffer so overwhelmingly from corporate guilt that they rationalize their guilt away by placing its responsibility on some larger object, that then they commit any crime on any scale and be free of its consequences. Thus they can start at some relatively minute level, such as cheating on income tax by deciding the bloody government takes too big a bite of their wages, and hang their guilt on the impersonal workings of the government. Sir Charles, on the other hand, said that he knew of at least one person who did not suffer from collective guilt and who claimed he killed only from his conscience. Now, in light of that, I find your arrival almost too opportune, don't you?
Seems improbable.
But I had the distinct impression you wanted to question me. Is that right?
I have a few questions to ask.
Is that right? Will you use torture if I refuse to answer?
I hadn't considered it, no.
Oh, that's too bad. I've done a lot of thinking about pain, and I've decided that today we're all too susceptible to pain. We're no longer conditioned to endure it. The surrender of our conscience has only been a symptom of an aversion to hardship. The public figures of our time condition us away from it. They endure nothing, are devoutly corrupt, and profit from their corruption. These are the people we seek to emulate. They fill the vacuum of our need for guidance. People seem to refuse to acknowledge evil in themselves or in others. It's a kind of societal blackmail in which everyone agrees to everyone else's equality. We expect and give no better than the other man, and we expect and give nothing. We never strain against opposition and our muscles atrophy. Ever wonder why so many American spies sign confessions when they're caught?
What do you know of the village?
Which village? The one just down the road? It's much like any other.
It's a place where a certain kind of person is sent. Persons who have held positions of some delicacy. Persons who are possessed of secrets vital to their governments. Persons whose freedom might represent a vital threat to their nation's security.
Do you by any chance mean a retirement village?
Persons who leave have been detained against their will.
Surely in these times none of us are where we are entirely from choice. It seems clear to me that the forces of environment and heredity have channeled us down certain inescapable paths. What black man in America is entirely free? Isn't certainty of your thoughts and attitudes a result of your upbringing? Too rigid and controlled a personality because of a strict father? Defiance and resentment of authority because of such fettering strictness?
I was thinking rather of deliberate, severe, brutal manipulation.
Ah, but are we not, in this world of ours, subjected to constant and inescapable manipulation? A subtle and persuasive as mother's instructions not to play with our penises, and advertisements that link smoking with sex appeal. As crude and overt as the public school's indoctrination of its pupils with Judeo-Christian morality, or the knowledge that if alone we indulge in certain pleasures, our entire society will punish us. And these pressures affect us in ways that are not entirely conscious. If the mind is not meant to be aware of its own defaults, is not such manipulation, after all, common?
How can you morally justify the existence of such a village?
Well, one can't, of course. But morality has become old-fashioned, and without it, anything can be justified. You see, when men begin to justify their actions in terms of something besides morality, they're country, for instance, or their family, or their race, you can be pretty sure they've done something wicked. Since they are no longer acting morally, they do not wish to be reminded of morality. And if you talk of other things, they will not mention it.
And how do you personally feel about this?
Personally, we are no longer allowed personal scruples. Our government wages a dishonorable war. Do we not have to serve? If our employers engage in shoddy practice, is it safe to protest? If our neighbors are offended, do they not threaten our lives? We are intimidated and circumscribed on all sides. We are forbidden personal feelings. There must be approval before we can act.
And the people who are injured?
But isn't pain universal of our lives? The pain of too loud a commercial, too long a queue, an unjust remark, a spiteful law, a loved one we cannot trust. Are these not the common experience of our age? And these people you speak of, who are they? Numbers, now statistics, aggregates, masses, cogs in a system too vast to resist. How much do their individual lives differ, their problems, agonies, pressures, frustrations? Are they not the same in one village as another? Do men not carry themselves, their true problems, from one place to another as they move?
What about dignity?
Now, dignity is dead. Went out with high button shoes and honest government. It was not compatible with computers and cost counting. When a balanced book becomes more important than a human life, there's no room left for dignity.
You feel no responsibility towards these people.
Responsibility? We've been denied that privilege for some time in the search of a grosser national product. We have forsaken responsibility with guilt and placed them both on the shoulders of something more nebulous than ourselves. Something less accessible to punishment.
And you feel no responsibility for the lives you have ruined.
There are no lives anymore, only statistics. And any statistic can be sacrificed.
Even your own.
Even my own.